This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And we're going to begin this hour in Argentina, where President Bush is at a meeting of leaders from the Western Hemisphere. Outside the summit, tens of thousands of protesters gathered to denounce the U.S. free trade agenda and the war in Iraq. There was violence as rioters smashed storefront windows and clashed with riot police. But most of the protests were more peaceful. NPR's Julie McCarthy is in Mar del Plata.
Violence has once again marred a gathering of world leaders. Across this resort town, businesses had shut down for the fourth summit of the Americas, fearing violence. Their fears were realized late in the day when protesters hurled Molotov cocktails and wreaked destruction along a stretch of a broad boulevard that runs to the sea. The damage was substantial. Federal police and bomb squads were deployed. Firefighters put out a blaze at a bank, and small fires smoldered in the streets. Earlier in the day, a mass demonstration against U.S. policies went off without incident. The most inflammatory thing was the rhetoric provided by Venezuela's Hugo Chavez, who brought the stadium to its feet, introducing soccer idol Diego Maradona. Maradona was one of the celebrity protesters on hand to cheer the Chavez populist gospel of anti-U.S. government and anti-free trade.
Cada uno de nosotros trajo una pala de enterrador.
Each of us has brought a shovel, he told the boisterous crowd that crossed national borders and socioeconomic divides. We are grave diggers here in Mar del Plata, Chavez said, and we will bury the free trade agreement in its tomb. The U.S. is leading an effort to create one of the world's largest free trade zones, but it's been stalled by arguments over U.S. farm subsidies. The demonstrators say that free trade deals benefit multinationals at the expense of the local populations, and they decry the IMF, which they blame for the economic meltdown that Argentina suffered in 2000. Flags of Argentina, Bolivia, Chile, and Brazil unfurled in the soaking rain. Placards by the hundreds read, Bush out of Argentina. At one point, they took up a cry that would have disturbed any White House official had they been on hand. Fascist Bush, you are the terrorist, they chanted, interrupting Chavez's story about a conversation with Fidel Castro, who called him on the way into the stadium. Indigenous groups from across the region danced. Trade unions chanted about U.S. imperialism. Alberto Samid drove 250 miles with his four sons and wife to attend. He carried a sign that read, Gringo, out of Iraq.
No es solamente anti-Bush, anti todos aquellos americanos que quieran lograr las cosas por la fuerza.
We're not just against Bush, we are against all Americans who think and act like Bush does. They have to understand that we're against the use of force, about stealing, about killing, and about lying. Those are the ones we are against.
Chavez pledged to bring the voice of the protesters to the summit of the 34 leaders of the hemisphere. President Bush held bilateral talks with host Argentina, which he praised for its rapidly recovering economy. The possibility of a Chavez-Bush encounter has overshadowed the summit. President Bush indicated today there was no chance of any altercation.
Well, I will, of course, be polite. That's what the American people expect their president to do, is to be a polite person.
Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Mar del Plata, Argentina.